Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and it's time for everybody's favorite segment with Eagles cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah. And Nnamdi, it's time for a bird on a wire, in which we compare characters from the greatest show of all time, The Wire, to players on this Eagles team. Now, we've already done Jason Babin as Detective Jimmy McNulty.
And Bunk.
Trent Cole as Bunk Moreland. So we want to go with somebody on offense this time, and we're going to go with a pretty big-name player here. We're going Marlo Stanfield. Yep. Tell us a little bit about what goes into the decision about who is Marlo.
You know, when you're thinking about Marlo, you're thinking about somebody that he wasn't on the top when the show started. So he wasn't on top with his first season or the second season, kind of came into his own in the third season. And you're looking at a guy that's young and that's hungry and is kind of, you know, starting to come into his own and run things. So what we looked at and who we looked at was LeSean McCoy.
I think that works well. You know, Marlo becomes a top dog in season three. Shady goes all pro in his third season.
Yep.
You talk about, you know, Marlo sort of lets his soldiers do the dirty work so he can stay clean. I think you can compare that to maybe the offensive line, keeping Shady clean.
That's right. And he came in, he kind of, you know, Marlo kind of stepped in for Avon after Avon had to go or left, and so Westbrook left.
Right.
Shady comes in, and then he kind of takes over as the running back.
And I think, you know, as you're watching The Wire, you're sort of, you don't want to see Avon go. You're attached to Avon. You're sort of, you know, dubious of new blood.
Right.
Whereas, you know, Eagles fans maybe didn't want to see Westbrook go. They were this young rookie, maybe didn't trust him quite as much, but he earned their trust. He showed that he was a prime time player.
Yep. And you were saying something about how Marlo changes the way things are done.
Yeah, he sort of changed what they did, and I think you can compare that to LeSean changing this Eagles offense that was so pass heavy, a little bit more running with Shady. I think that's that works there.
And Marlo is known as a guy that's more concerned with his legacy than profit. And so obviously LeSean, he's trying to always be the best running back in the game over anything else. So I think it works. I think it works well. What do you think?
I think it works pretty well as
well. What do you think the people think? You think
that? Well, let's find out. Do the hashtag bird on a wire. Tell us what you think and give us some more suggestions for who you want to see. I think the one thing I'm going to use for this is next time I'm calling a LeSean McCoy run where he jukes a defender, I'm going to say, he put that guy in a vacant.
Nice.
That's what I'm going to go with. So we do have one Twitter question. The Geico Ask an Eagle at T.A. Presto wants to know whether you enjoy close wins or blowouts more.
A win is a win. Obviously, when you can blow a team out, then, isn't it? The excitement is all there in the beginning, but when you win a close game, that excitement is there from beginning to end, and it's like everything's so pinpoint. But a win is a win. I think I'd like to blow a team out, then take it down to the wire. No.
Nice. Very nice. Well, and we've had two very close victories so far.
Yeah,
in the first
two games.
What do you look at this Cardinals team? Obviously, Larry Fitzgerald is going to be the focus for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's there, and that's their weapon over there. And, you know, I faced him a few times in my career, and Dominique played with him as well. So it should be a good challenge. But, you know, this is a good team, good up-and-coming team. I think they have one of the best records in the NFL as far as I think it was the last 7 regular season games in the NFL, or the last 10,
I think they may have won their last 6.
They've won their last 6, right. So, you know, they've got a momentum swing just like we do. I think, you know, it's winning our last 6. So, you know, it should be good.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Thanks again to Nnamdi. Bird on a Wire, comments on Facebook and
Let us know who you want next, too. Let us know who you want us to. Some people wanted us to go with Snoop.
Yep.
It's going to be kind of tough with
That's
Snoop.
A tough one. Slim Charles, I think maybe we have somebody for.
We got
some good
Slim.
Ones. We got some good ones coming up. So stay tuned for that. And we've got more on the other side right here on Eagles Nightly.